Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches. So the Navi Zakein, according to most Mefarshim, the false Navi, is trying to entice the Ishu Elohim to break his mission and to come and eat in ways that he was told specifically not to. So the Ishu Elohim at first demurred and said, no, I can't come home with you and eat a meal. I was told not to. I can't go back by the same road. I can't eat bread. I can't drink water. Vayomer lo. And so the Navi Zakein now weaves his web. Gam ani Navi kamocha. I am also a Navi, just like you. So again, Abarbanel says he really was a Navi at one point in his life. But according to most, this is all just trickery. It's a false prophet. The very basic parsha in Dvarim that says, be careful of the Navi Sheker. I'm a Navi just like you. Umalach diberi lai bidvar Hashem lemor. And an angel, or more properly, a messenger, spoke to me by the word of God saying, interesting how he is using, either unconsciously or probably consciously, the same exact phrasing that the Ishu Elohim used, diberi lai bidvar Hashem. He's very perceptive, this Navi Sheker. He's very quick. And he says, oh yeah, I also had an intermediary come visit me. I'm not going to say God spoke to me, but a Malach spoke to me, bringing God's word. And he said, Hashivehu itcha el beischa. Return him with you. Bring him back with you to your house. See, you have a nevuah. You can't eat. You can't drink. You can't take the same road. But I have a competing nevuah that says, bring you back. V'yochal lechem, and he will eat bread, v'yesh t'mayim, and he will drink water, ki cheshlo. This makes the Abarbanel a little tough. He was deceiving him. So I suppose the Abarbanel could say that he was deceiving him what he thought was his own good, but I mean, it's a little rough to see it that way, that there was anything positive. Once it says ki cheshlo, he was lying. He was deceiving to him. So, some say that he knew he was transgressing precisely what God had told the Ishu Elohim. Some say he thought that the Ishu Elohim was just making an excuse. He was being polite. No, I don't want the kibbud, but I really want Matir Yana. You give it to me. So, he lied. And he said, Hashem sent the Malach to command me to bring you back. He concealed the fact that his children had told him what happened at the Mizbeach. He said, I'm a Navi like you and I know what you did because I had it in the Nevoah that's what you did in Beis El. Did you see me there? No. And yet I know everything that happened. Now, the Ishu Elohim should have been swift enough to realize that this guy would lie about anything. I was told you were coming here and the Hashem, through the mouth, told me everything you were going to say and do. So he's misleading him. So according to some, he's misleading him without really knowing the full extent of the damage he's doing. According to others, he knew exactly what he was doing. All part of his plan. But what comes next is where the tragedy comes. Because the Navi should have said, Ishu Elohim should have said no again. But he doesn't. He's taken in. Yates Vayoshav Ito. He returned with him. He was taken in by the Navi Sheker. You don't get to be a Navi Sheker by being born yesterday. You have to be very skilled. And it seems that he was talked into it. Ulai, maybe Hashem did send the Nevuah through somebody else. How am I to know that this Navi Sheker isn't God's tool to come and bring me in to eat? I don't know. I mean, for all I know, it's a different command of God. Also, bear in mind, the Mefarshim don't talk about this, but the Ishu Elohim is famished, thirsty. It had been a very long, hot day up there in Beis El. Maybe his judgment is a little impaired. So, he got him at a vulnerable moment, and he said all the right things. So he went back with him, Vayochal Lechem Beveso, and he ate bread in the Navi Sheker's house. Vayesh T'mayim, and he drank water. The very specific instructions that he had gotten not to eat or drink in Beis Hillel meant that he was committing a very terrible avera. He was believing what the old Navi said to him and disregarding what he had heard with his own ears. That is bad judgment. But how many times do people fall into this kind of trap where you start rationalizing or rethinking or doubting what you yourself heard or know to be true and you ignore your conscience? Some say the Navi Sheker, the Navi Zakein, told him, the prohibition of eating and drinking doesn't apply to me because you can't eat with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but I'm not an Avodah Zarah, I'm a Navi. Gam ani Navi kamocha, I'm a Navi just like you. Right? I'm just like you, you can trust me. It's permitted to eat in my house. Some say it was the fact that he claimed to be sent by God to bring him back. Because the Ishva Elokim thought, listen, we've been talking constantly about it this week with Rosh Hashanah. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command Avraham to do? Go take Yitzchak to sacrifice him. The Akedah. But then he sent the Malach to go stop him. He took it back. So I was commanded to go not eat and drink after I give my nevuah. Hashem sent this old man to tell me it's permitted now. Of course, it was a mistake to take the old man at his word. And the way it's regarded by Shamayim is that he treated his own nevuah carelessly. He didn't have sufficient proof to doubt what he had been told directly. He let somebody convince him that what he heard with his own ears is no longer in effect. And he's going to pay a very heavy price for this.